When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Yes, yes, Jillian, I'm always ready for you.
Do you have anything to say?
About which?
I don't know. I've decided I don't like you this year.
Okay.
You know why? Because you seem to be having a good year, which makes me really hate you.
Why?
Because you're the only one I know. You're the only one I know. Literally, like, we go to this one restaurant where we always sit at the bar. We've talked about this nonstop. It's like, and the bartender who's lovely that we always deal, his wife's dealing with breast cancer. Mm. I go to the little Thai massage place, right? And my little massage person is getting a divorce from her bipolar husband. Like, just everywhere you go, there's a story, you know? I mean, I do thank God that, like, I'm like, all right, you know, hey, at least I'm fortunate enough, like, my family has their health, but it's been one of the, God, oh my God.
But you know what I think is interesting?
Make it stop.
But for some reason, I think that there's always been, I just think people are more open now. Like, I think there's always been stuff in people's lives, right?
Janice, I don't know. This is a bad year.
No, but I
find myself looking at, like, other generations. Go ahead, Jake.
It's definitely a trend more and more for people to just use the open forum known as Facebook as, oh my God, did you hear what happened to me now? Wah.
Well, like, but even just sharing their stories.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. So maybe
it's social media.
Do you think it is? I did have a theory about that because, like, one of the, you know, again, like, Heidi and I just have such different opinions about raising the kids. And everything. Look at me. And I get it. I know kids do that. But at some point, I feel like you kind of got to be like, you know, I can only watch you do that flip on the trampoline 1,579 times.
Yeah.
At some point, you kind of got to do it just because you're enjoying it, not because I'm looking at you. And I find it's so interesting because my generation, we're children of the baby boomers, but so many millennials are also children of the baby boomers. They're their second kids. And it's like, yeah, Nicole is, my brother is, my sister is, Jake. Oh, you're not your second kid, but your dad, like, how old is Bruce
he's
Paul?
He's 60, so. Yeah,
okay, he's 60. My mom is 66. You and I are 20 years apart.
Yeah, he had me late.
Okay, right? So we have, ironically, how old are you, honey, 23?
Four.
24. I'm 42. Jake and I are 18 years apart, and our parents are almost the exact same age. How crazy is that?
I think my mom's like a few months older than you and or not older than you. Seriously. My mom is a few months older than your mom.
Than my mom. Your mom's older than my mom?
I think a few months older. Yeah.
Okay. So we've got the same parents
who had us at vastly different times in their lives, right? So the boomers in their early 20s, which is what my generation, when our parents had us, were partying and wasted. It was the ice storm. It was the freaking... Then, like, not my mom, but my dad, right? Now, then they have their kids in their 40s instead of their 20s.
Right.
And they do have more time to look at you. And it's not like, oh, maybe we shouldn't send them out into the streets with no X, Y, or Z. And it becomes the polar opposite. And I find that social media, that's what the selfie is. Because the other day I was like, what happens? I was literally having this conversation with Heidi. And I'm like, what happens, Heidi, when they get older and the world isn't looking and doesn't care? And you know what they do? They post on Facebook and Snapchat. Hey, look at me. Here's me at the gym. Here's me in the car. Here's me in bed. Look at me. Look at me. That's what that is. It's look at me. Mm-hmm. It's the look at me that they never grew out of. Look at me. And it's also like, how many comments did I get? How many likes did I get? How much response did I get? Am I validated? I'm like, this is a dangerous game, this look at me crap.
Yeah.
You know, it's dangerous. And in addition, we're setting our kids up because, oh my God, dude, the other day, So Heidi, again, is like she's the consummate martyr mother. You know, it's like, and it can't break her of it. It's like, I would lay down on a sword for my kids. Like, who cares what I want? If they have a skateboarding lesson in Venice that takes me an hour and a half to get to and an hour and a half to get home from the middle of the day, I will do it because I'm, you know, super mommy. That's her. Whereas I'm the one that's like, I learned to skateboard in a cul-de-sac. Why do they need to go skateboard in Venice with a skate pro for $80 an hour that takes you 3 hours to get there and back home? Not including the lesson. Like, are you serious? But that's what she'll do for them. She'll do it.
But what's interesting is that Heidi wasn't raised that way.
Which is why she's doing it. Because her childhood was so to the opposite extreme. She's fulfilling every need. Every feeling that was never indulged. Every need that was never indulged. And it's like, so now, by the way, she takes our kids to the skateboarding lesson, right? And Phoenix goes first this time. And Lou, my sweet angel, she does not tantrum. She never tantrums. She pouts. Phoenix tantrums, Lou pouts and sulks. Because she's passive aggressive, he's aggressive, right? She's more like Heidi, he's more like me. He's okay. Downright, like, tantrum. Lou will sulk and pout. So she starts sulking and pouting. And she's like, it's not fair. He goes first. Then she gets homework, comes home. It's not fair. I have homework. Like, everything where the world is not, you know, hold on, let me wax your rear end for you, wipe your butt, and like everything perfect now is starting to become upsetting. And Heidi and I have this fight, and I'm like, listen to me. This is not good. This is no good. And I literally looked at Lou, and I'm like, here's what we're going to do. Are you ready? I'm like, I'm going to validate your feelings that it's disappointing when the world isn't a perfect place. It sucks. I deal with it all the time. And so does everybody else. But that's the point, Lou. This is life. She's like, I'm allowed to be angry. I'm like, you are allowed to be angry about it. But let me reframe the situation for you, okay? Here we go. If you spend your entire life being angry about things that don't go your way, it's going to be a really shitty journey for you. On the other hand, we could reframe the situation as follows. A, you have a skate lesson in Venice Beach, the most iconic skating bowl in the world, with a skate pro.
But she can't get that.
Watch it. Want to watch her get it? It's gone. Get it now. Now do you appreciate it? Bye-bye, skate lessons.
But
2 weeks, no skate lessons.
But how does Lou know this is an $80 thing compared to a guy that...
But here's what she should be able to see.
Or gal.
What I expect her to be able to see. Instead of being like, wah, I didn't go first, I expect her to be able to go, I'm so excited to be at my skate lesson with my teacher, who I love, at the coolest place in the world where I have a ton of fun. I'm so jealous of my brother all the time because they have crazy sibling rivalry. This is the half hour that I get to spend with mommy with no Phoenix, whoopee, until it's my turn for my lesson. And instead of being like, yes, skateboarding lesson, it's I didn't win this one, wah. Yeah.
And I was like, this is, I'm like, babe, this is no good. This is no good. What does this look like when she grows up and the world doesn't go her way? Everything is a letdown. Everything is a disappointment. I took the skating lessons. I'm like, they're gone. Gonzo. Done. 2 weeks. Let me know if you miss them. I took karate too. I'm like, karate's gone. Skating is gone. I'm like, the horse has to be ridden, her pony. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you have to ride Joey. It's not fair to Joey. We're riding Joey. I'm like, but, you know, it's gone.
So what do you do then? What do you and what do people do when your parenting ideals are so polar opposite?
Oh my God,
that's a problem.
It has been huge. It has been we never fought about anything. I mean, nothing. We were perfectly paired because we're so different that it actually works really well. But then when the kids came along, I honest to God, I had, because all your childhood stuff all of a sudden comes out.
Yeah.
And there was no way to know. We agreed before kids that we were going to do X, Y, and Z. But after she had them, it was like, it was like Smeagol with the ring. You remember that movie? Like, she's like that with them. And I'm like, honey, this is wonderful. They're going to have they feel loved and they've got a great sense of self-worth. But at the end of the day, this is not good. Like, they do get, like, I heard, oh my God, and the nanny who is so sweet, right? And we had the nanny from when they weren't in school, and then Lou got so attached to the nanny, and so did Phoenix, and I was like, oh God, we don't need this nanny. And Heidi didn't even want the nanny anymore. I got the nanny so Heidi could spend more time helping me, but Heidi wants to deal with it, right? Anyway, to make a long story short, I'm like, the nanny plays with them. She doesn't get the lunches ready. She doesn't deal with anything. Like, guess who ends up doing all that? Me. And she plays with them. And for years, I'm like, I don't want her to go and play with them all the time.
Yeah.
Because then they're, again, it's like, entertain me, entertain me, entertain me, entertain me, entertain me. Look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. Instead of them being forced to, like, entertain themselves, self-soothe. So we're not going to have the nanny anymore. And this is, you know, this is going to be a whole new world. But even the weekends, I'm like, babe, when I was a kid, it was like, this is what we're doing. Because Lou will look at you and she'll be like, I don't want to go to the farmer's market. And she's a good, good kid. Don't get me wrong. But she's six. So, you know, she'll be like, I don't want to go to the farmer's market. I don't want to go to we'll go to the animal shelter and like feed the dogs treats and stuff. And she's like, I don't want to go to the animal shelter. I don't want to, and I told Heidi, I'm like, guess, you know, and finally Heidi is like, okay, she's starting to see it. And I, you know, like the homework, fit about the home, not a fit, because she doesn't have a fit, pout, pout, sulk, sulk, pout, right? First grade. And she's like, it's not fair. And I go, I'm sorry, what? She's like, it's not fair. And I go, did every other kid in class get homework? And she goes, yeah. And I go, then it's perfectly effing fair. It's totally fair. You all got homework. Well, I don't want to do it. I don't like it. I'm like, you know what, dude? Guess what? I do a lot of things I don't want to do in order to afford the things I do want to do. I'm like, do you, you know, but it's like, it's a process of like her thinking that, you know, he's the same way. He's just young and can't articulate it. You know, mm-hmm. He'll tantrum if you tell him no. She'll pout. And I just can't with the new age parenting of like no discipline, no this, no that. Like, kids make decisions. They're children. They shouldn't be making these decisions.
You know,
it's crazy.
I read an interesting thing about a couple who actually signed a prenuptial about co-parenting.
What did it say?
Well, it was just a deal they made out. And I should have brought it with me, but it's kind of making a deal before you have your kids. This is the plan.
And Heidi changed the plan, man.
But I'm wondering if there is. I hate to think that we have to make that is the way of the world, that it's all under contract. But maybe it is.
Oh my God!
Like it will. You know.
Well, she's starting to see the problems, so now she's starting to go, okay, because she's like, okay, I'm seeing it. You know, like she's seeing that instead of being elated for this incredible privilege, there's upset because 1% of the 100% of the privilege isn't going the way you want it to.
Yeah.
you know, and I'm like, this is not how will anything ever be special or awesome? Look at this. And like, I'm telling you, dude, I was talking to my publisher the other day about, you know, they're like, oh, we're getting into the kid book department and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, kids are making decisions in the family now. I go, I'm sorry, what? Yeah, like what car the family gets.
No, I mean,
And literally, Heidi will be like, where do you guys want to go to dinner? Where do you guys want to sit, inside or outside? And I just, you know, you get to a point where you can't fight anymore. So I just roll with it. You know, you're like, okay, you know, you're the good soldier, right? You're like, you get into this whole martyr parent thing and you're like, all right. And then you get guilted because one parent's a martyr and you're not a martyr. Then you feel guilty. So you start like, and now I'm like, I want to go here. That's where we're going. Because I'm the adult and I'm paying for dinner. And sure, I mean, yes, of course, like, you know, I'll let it's like, hey, guys.
No, Jill, you don't need to explain that. We get it.
Come on.
Yeah, we get it.
And then, by the way, they start fighting because one wants to be inside and one wants to be outside. And I'm like, if we just made this our decision, we'd never be in this position.
Yeah.
But it's like you give them too much control. And then you know what? They become anxious.
Because they can't make the decision.
Well, not only can they not make the decision, they panic because deep down they know that at four, they should not be in control. It's the boundary thing. I don't know if you ever heard about that study where kids on a playground that have fences go and roam freely. The ones where the playground isn't fenced in, it's just wide open, they hang out by their parents. They need boundaries.
No, I've never heard that, but it's an interest.
It's famous, really famous study that they did. Like, they need to feel contained. They need boundaries. A four-year-old should not be like, holy shit, I'm in control. Yeah. I'm pulling all the strings. Yeah. How do we get into this? I don't even remember.
The good soldier.
Oh, God, I'm done with it. And all it does is make you miserable. It really does. Because seriously, like, you go into your weekends and you're like, oh, my God, let me brace myself.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, not because I don't love my kids, but you're like, I honestly don't, it's like to do 2 days of da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, it's exhausting. It's like, let me take you to breakfast where you want to go and get your pancakes just the way you need them. Then we'll go to the park for hours. You can play and I'll just sit there even though I need to hit the market, do the groceries, clean the house, take care of the dog. You know, it's like, and then I'm just like, oh my God, I have so much to do. Oh my God, I have so much to take care of. Whereas like my mom would be like, we got to go grocery shopping for the, you know, it's like go grocery shopping for the weekend. Like, I got to do X, Y, and Z. We got to walk the dogs. We got to this. We got to that. We got to prepare for the week. I got to do the bills. You guys go outside and play by yourselves while I do the bills. It's nuts, Mama. I'm changing it. I say no more. Enough of this.
I'm going to write that down. Today.
Yeah.
You know what? Our lives are so different, you and me.
Trade ya.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
I came across this article about 20 things you should throw away for your health. I'm not going to do all 20 things. But I realize, like, people just hold on to stuff, and you really shouldn't.
Yeah, no.
It's bad for your health.
Okay.
And they're all over the gamut, like, you know, like old plastic containers. But the reason is because they leach more of the chemicals, like BPA and all that crap.
Yep.
Which, by the way, I mean, in truth, I'm going to read this. I'm going to do this one, but I'm going to weigh in with my own feedback. Like, try not to use the plastic containers to begin with. You know, glass. Ceramic, yeah. Much healthier. But like, you know, and they, God forbid, do not heat things in plastic.
In the plastic, but yeah. Yeah,
big no. Yeah. There was a huge fight I used to have with this product on Biggest Loser that you would cook in plastic. What was it? And you know, they would always like, oh, you have to do these integrations. It's part of your contract. And I would never, you know, it would always be products that like I would never get behind. And I'd be like, I'm not doing it. And there was one that you nuked in, it was like plastic vegetables in plastic.
Oh, it was like a steamer thing.
Something. And I was like, I'm not doing it. And they're like, oh, it's a toxic free plastic. I'm like, do I have idiot tattooed on my forehead?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Don't microwave in plastic. Try not to store your food in plastic. Yes, you can get certain plastics that are safer. I've written about it in my books, like which code it should have on the bottom, like BPA free and all of that. But you certainly don't want to reuse plastic. That's why you don't reuse a plastic water bottle. Like, you can't always bring along your little canteen, and there are times you're going to be out in the world and need to buy a water. And that's just the reality of life. But you don't reuse the bottle. You recycle it.
Yep. You don't want to reuse plastic. And then they get into things like antibacterial soap because there's like chemicals in it that kill bacteria are bad for you, and air fresheners are toxic and all that. But the one thing I really wanted to focus on here, which I thought was kind of interesting, because this, it kind of runs all over the place, but it's about keeping things too long.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that I want to emphasize. So like worn out running shoes.
Yeah.
Can do real damage to your body.
Absolutely.
And the shoes, you lose the cushion and stuff. So, and you might be going, well, what about those barefoot shoes? Like, you have to adapt to use those. You have to use them like in these little increments until your body evolves. And even then, I'm still not sold on them, even though I have people that tell me if you follow the protocol of like, okay, 5 minutes a day and then X minutes a day and then this and that, whatever. But give them to Souls for Souls. They send, you know, they send old shoes to people in third world countries. And if you're going, well, why not? If it's not good enough for us, why is it good enough for them? They're not running it. You know, they're living in it. They need shoes. It's better than being barefoot. But if you're an active runner or an athlete, like, you got to get rid of the old shoes.
But people, and that's what people say, oh, the tops are still okay and the bottoms still have grip, but it's the it's the composition inside.
If you're a runner, that the golden rule is like, if a runner does like 30, I don't even come close to this, 30 miles a week.
Yeah.
You want to get rid of them after 300 miles.
Okay.
I do like 12 miles a week. If that, sometimes 9. So I got a little more time on my shoes.
A little more time.
But if you're doing a lot of cross training and jumping, et cetera, like, get rid of it. Another one is like old toothbrushes.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, dude, change it. Toss it. It's bad for you.
They say the rule is every time, although I get my teeth cleaned like 3-4 times a year. I do it more often.
Look at those chompers on you.
I got chompers. But they say every time you get your teeth cleaned, you should change a toothbrush.
They give you a free one, usually.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah. I have the Sonicare one.
Yeah, I have that too, but
yeah,
you
change the little thingamadoodle on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's dirty, but, you know, second of all, when it's frayed, you're not able to do a good job cleaning your teeth. It doesn't clean as well. Another one is like leftovers in the fridge. Oh my God, this is like my number one fight with Heidi.
Too long?
Baby, it's going to walk out. Seriously. It has to grow a wig for me to literally. I mean, it's unbelievable. I'm like, come on. And it's just gives you, because a lot of times, you know, the bacteria of in and out of the fridge, and, you know, if you, God forbid, you double dipped, or you this or you that, or you took a, you know, it's like, get, no.
But isn't it amazing how it's like that container of food? It's like, why do we risk food poison? It's so bizarre.
And people go, oh no, it's in the refrigerator. That's not true. Bacteria can grow in the fridge. Look at mold.
Absolutely.
Come on, think. No. And compost it.
Absolutely.
You know, give it to your dog. Get rid of it. Old mascara. And this one was interesting because you can get, it's constantly lifting germs off your lashes, but then you put it back in the makeup. I remember years ago, Tyra Banks did a thing about the stuff that was growing in her makeup. It was so nasty.
Mascara is a bad one.
Well, especially, because it goes back in that tube of gook. And it can give you, like, all kinds of eye infections.
Yeah.
And speaking of, old contact lenses, same thing, man. Get rid of them. It says, this one doctor, Dr. Steinemann, apparently, says you should replace them every 3 months.
I switched to the dailies.
Oh, did you?
Yep. So every day I change them, and it made a big difference.
She says, even if you care for your lenses fastidiously, a grimy biofilm builds up on the surface. That's a magnet for dirt and germs.
And if you swim, that's why, because if you swim all the time and use your contacts, which I do, and you get the bacteria from the pool in your eyeball.
Ooh.
I'm telling you.
Yakko. Mm-hmm. Same thing for lip gloss. Oh, and this is another big one. Air filters. Have you ever thought about that? Like, you're on your air conditioning. You got to change that stuff. Super bad. Really not good. And I've written all about this, but we got an air purifier, one of those HEPA filtered. Yeah, I wrote all about it, especially in the pregnancy book. Put one in your kid's nursery. The air quality indoors is worse than the air quality outdoors because of all the off-gassing. So, like, of the toxins in the paint, the carpet, the vinyl, the...
And the off-gassing from those leftovers in your fridge.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That would have been a good note to end on. I'll see if we can end on it. Stretched out bras, the kitchen sponge.
Stretched out bras. That's a good... You know what? That's a great tip.
You sometimes wear stretched out bras. I've seen them.
I do not.
What's that?
That's a...
Sports bra?
Kind of, yeah.
It's not a stretched out
this,
bra.
By the way, outfit is not bad today.
It's not what my stretched.
Well, it's a black hat, a black shirt, like navy-ish or like more like a royal blue pants, and then black shoes. So it's blue and black with little hints of white, which is great. Because what you would normally do is wear like turquoise, navy,
I know, I
like, and royal.
I like to mix my blues.
But this is good. So, yeah, and a kitchen sponge, dude. Wow.
Oh, yeah, the kitchen's huge.
Put that sucker in the microwave. We wet it down and stick it in there for 2 minutes. Just make sure it doesn't start fire. You got to watch it.
I throw sponges are cheap, man.
And then we get it. Yeah, but especially it says when you use a sponge to clean meat juices and things like that, got to be really careful.
Ooh, meat juice. Okay.
Meat juice. Okay. Now, dude, I got food poisoning off of a freaking burger. Woof. I will say that in all my attempts to go vegan, this has been the most powerful one.
When was this?
I'm not vegan. I still eat cheese and some seafood. Oh my god, man. It was a month ago?
Yeah.
Maybe. Ugh.
Yeah, you were going to go to a
raw
premiere.
Burger. And I knew it. I took
What do you mean you had raw burger?
I'm going to get blackballed. So
don't say the name of the place.
I'm going to get kicked out. I'm telling you right now. And it's like, it was really...
Wait, that burger that you made me have?
Yes, Jake! I went back and I got it again. And I took a bite of it and it was like raw inside.
Oh,
and especially
no.
with ground meat, you've got to be so
ground meat, you
careful.
Can't have it
it's got to be well done.
Yeah.
Because all that ground meat has already been exposed to the air. Whereas the inside of a steak has not.
Just in there.
You've got to be well done. So I took a bite and I was like... I took another bite and I was like... No. And I was like kind of grossed out by it. And I don't like my meat raw to begin with. I like my meat well done. So to make a long story short, I wake up the next morning. I'm like, oh, no. And I mean, it was like 24 hours of extraordinary unhappiness. But I did get to skip another horrible kids movie.
Okay, we're back, and all the way from Connecticut. Oh, I can't even say the word. Connecticut.
Connecticut?
Connecticut. Connecticut.
Oh, dear me. This...
I know, I try. Don't forget, I'm a Canadian.
Canadian, yeah.
Okay. Jillian, this is Brenda. Brenda, you're on with Jillian.
Hey, Brenda, how are you, bud?
Hi, Jillian, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. What's going on?
So I was just curious how the glycemic index factors into calories in, calories out. I run 70 miles a week.
Whoa.
And I get out. Then I power walk another 30. So I get 100 miles in every week. I'm a little bit of a sugar junkie. Love Pepsi and Milk Duds.
Oh, my God. I'm dying in all of this right now.
Her face, I feel like I... Brenda, her face.
What
just
the... Again. What? What
yeah, so
the
I feel like I feel like I... I feel like I take the Pepsi plunge and then have a Milk Dud meltdown at night.
Oh, okay. Where to begin here? Why? Holy shit. Why are you running so much?
Like, I like to exercise is my stress relief. So I do software delivery for a living. So it's very, very much delivery driven. So we have a lot of dates that we have to adhere to, and it's really stressful. So the way I maintain that stress is I get up at 5 in the morning, I run for an hour and a half, and then I get ready for work and go do my day. I bring workout clothes with me. And then during my lunch break for an hour, I get in another 5 miles, and then I finish my day. And I just do that every day.
Okay.
Over and over and over.
All right. I think there's more going on here that I'm not going to necessarily address. However, what I will say for your health at the moment... You cannot do that. How old are you?
I'm 44.
Okay.
I'm like 5'4" and a half, and I weigh like 118 pounds.
That's just some severe repetitive stress.
And, oh, you mean, on my joints and
yeah,
stuff?
Mama. Like, it's just, that's insane. I mean, you don't need, it's just... You've got to mix that up. I mean, beyond the fact that I think you're overtraining and I think there are psychological reasons for why, you know, to kind of like mitigate what's going on right now, you've got to mix that up. You have to. So like I would much rather you go, okay, I did like an intense yoga workout. Then the next day I ran. Then the next day I did, you know, I was lifting weights, and then I took a day off and rested my body. I took a bar class. I took a spin class. Like, you know, I get it. But this extraordinary, like, bang, 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 bang repetition, like, you just, it's very hard on the system. Like, and some people tolerate it better than others. But at the end of the day, you know, there's absolutely no exercise physiologist that's going to say to you, like, yeah, 100 miles a week, rock on. Like, I appreciate how what a feat of fitness that is and what discipline it must take. But for your body, like, you must mix that up. You must. You absolutely must.
Right. And I was doing CrossFit before that. So did CrossFit like 5 days a week.
Even that is too much of the same. You know what I mean? Like, how about CrossFit maximum twice a week? I wouldn't say to do yoga 5 times a week. I wouldn't say to do anything repetitively at all. And remember, you're trying to train the body, like, with different modalities of fitness. So, you know, this is where, this is more about explosive, metabolic, multifaceted, or I'm sorry, oh my God, I can't believe it. Multi-joint movements, blah, blah, blah. This one's more about flexibility and core strength and mobility, right? Mobility is flexibility and strength mm-hmm. together. So it's like, this one's more about mobility. This one's more about power. This one's more about endurance. But to just the repetitive stress on the body, no bueno, no, no. Think about what, you know, even the best athletes in the world, tennis elbow, repetitive motion. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how fit you are. Repetitive motion over time is not good. Mix that up. And then, of course, you're looking for sugar. Think about how many calories, you know, your body is like, feed me. So,
right.
You know, and my only thing would be, look, I mean, feed your body. I just would simply say, like, I wish that you have sugar, but, like, you don't need all the chemicals in the soda that I will not say by name because I am so tired of being sued. God, it's exhausting. It really is. With that said, like, you don't need, you know, the benzene and the artificial color and the artificial flavor and the, you know, that's extraordinarily nefarious. Like, you don't need to worry about the glycemic index. If you, you know, that conversation is about a biochemistry game and what hormones, you know, when your metabolism, i.e. your hormone balance, gets out of whack, the body is more prone or more susceptible to disease. Certain hormones make us store fat. This is not, you know, diabetes isn't in your future. Okay. That's not happening. No. You don't need to worry about that. So the conversation with you is about making sure
you're a psycho and do something different.
Yeah, honey. Yeah. And try to, you know, when you consume sugar, which is fine, you need it, you know, for your extreme level of fit, you need the sugar. But you try to make it chemical free. So my two pieces of advice for you are you got to mix that shit up big time, way more
pickleball.
Than you.
Okay. Brenda, have you heard of pickleball?
Why are you on that? That was like a year ago, my pickleball episode.
My problem is, like, when I go after something, I'm excessive with it. So, like, even with the CrossFit, right, I had to lift more, lift more, lift more. And I literally started growing out of my clothes. And I was like, okay, I don't kind of want to do that. So then I go with, you know, the running and stuff. And it's, how do I outdo myself? How do I outdo myself? How do I outdo myself?
You got to pick personal bests, though, honey, that are safer. So, like, what I try to tell people that get into that game, which is a psychological game, I'm telling you, there's something else going on. But, you know, what I try to do to keep them safe while they work these demons out is I'll say, like, hey, perfect your 10K. You know, don't keep running these marathons. It's too hard on the body. Perfect the 10K. Work on a yoga pose that you aspire to get to. You know what I'm saying? Like, how can you, what can you do that is not going to create, you know, repetitive stress or you know, or will diminish your chances of injury? You know, I have issues with CrossFit, but not all CrossFit. Like, I think Kelly Starrett is brilliant, but the guy is, you know, he's taken all this science and applied it to CrossFit. He wasn't naturally a CrossFitter. He's a mobility, you know, the mobility guy, obviously, and he has a million, not a million, but he has got tremendous credentials in the space, you know. So that's one thing. If you're doing CrossFit with a guy like Kelly Starrett, awesome. If not, you know, no more than twice a week. And it's this, and mm-hmm. why? Because it's like the same 20 exercises over and over and over. It's repetitive stress and extreme intensity. And it's,
you're like, what do I do with her?
mix it up, kid, and get the chemicals out of your food. And that's a start.
Okay great. This yeah. has been awesome. Thank you so much, Jill. Love you, love you, love you.
Oh, thank you. Love you too. I love you.
Thank you, Brenda.
Thanks, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. 100 miles a week.
Are those are real miles, like actual miles?
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
what kind of miles are there?
You know, like ant miles or something, like mini miles.
Are you stoned?
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Ooh, manners. Do you have anything?
Well, if I thought you said...
What's happening with the hair? What are you going for? Manners, why can we not do a haircut?
What about color?
I don't want to do that.
Why?
Because the last time you made me look like a
House of Cards.
No, yes. It wasn't House of Cards. You made me look like a sturdy, studious lesbian. I am a lesbian, but I don't classify
I hate that
myself.
Word. Please
as
don't
sturdy.
Say lesbian.
Why?
Ugh, disgusting. It's the worst word. It's like moist.
No, it's way better than moist.
No, it's not.
Okay, what would you like to be called then?
Just say homo.
These are 33 questions that were asked at Apple job interviews. One of them was describe a humbling experience.
Oh, failure. Constantly failing all the time. Next.
Okay.
Nicole, what's yours?
A humbling experience.
I run into doors a lot.
Wow.
She knows. Okay.
Yeah. What was your best day in the
Mine
last...
Mine was like massive public failures and hers is running into a fucking door.
Okay. What was your best day in the last 4 years? I found that... See, some of these are like really...
I haven't had a good day in years.
Oh, Jillian, come on. No. Your best day in the last 4 years. And then they also say, what was your worst?
Oh, there have been so many.
Oh, God. You are so negative, Nelly.
No, dude, I'm telling you, it's been like a really rough, like...
Then think about a best. Think about a best.
Well, the kids came 4.5 years ago, so that doesn't count. Because I would say the day that we brought Lou home.
I know, that was a good day.
That was
you.
A challenge from hell. I mean, like, holy mother.
I went to a gourmet hot dog stand, and I was really happy.
That's your best experience in 4 years?
Yeah.
Maybe India.
Okay.
I'd give an India one. And the worst experience? Oh my God, there have been so many. I would say the worst thing in 4 years is just baloney, litigious, blackmail, bribery crap.
Okay.
Nicole?
Well, this one...
I would say feeling completely helpless at work and like you're completely stuck. Like the first time in my life, I felt like there was nothing I could do about the situation I was in.
Oh, feeling helpless is pretty tough.
Are you trying to say something?
It's before I started working.
Are you creative? What's something creative you can think of?
I'm creative.
Okay, what's something creative you can think of?
I like to write a lot. And I have two books that I want to write that have nothing to do with my profession. And I'm not going to give them away because they're so good. And I'm going to write them under a pen name because everybody always wants to like keep you in your lane. So when they turn around and tell me like what I can't do, my name's going to be totally different and you'll never know it's me. And then when it's a huge success, then I'm going to be like, it's me, motherfuckers.
Wow. Describe an interesting problem and how you'd solve it.
Racism.
Okay.
Keep exposing people to other people. I would make people who feared other kinds of people, I'd put them on the same team and put them in close proximity. But that's old. That's a known solution.
No, but it's good though. Okay. Okay.
Racism.
And
bigotry.
Okay. Describe yourself and what excites you.
Awesome. And awesomeness.
Okay.
I like this. This is fun. I would get this job. Nicole? Ooh. Drunk. Booze.
That's good.
Okay, listen to this. Okay. There are three boxes.
Okay.
One contains only apples.
Yeah. Schrodinger's cat. It's what? Dead. It's the cat's dead.
We're not playing Schrodinger's cat. We're playing apples in boxes.
Who's Schrodinger's cat?
Schrodinger. He is a physicist or a philosopher. I forget which. Both start with a P.
One box contains only apples. There's three boxes. One apples. One contains only oranges. Mm-hmm. And one contains both apples and oranges. Mm-hmm. The boxes have been incorrectly labeled, such that no label identifies the actual contents of the box it labels.
Dead. Oh. The cat's dead.
Opening just one box and without looking in the box, you take out one piece of fruit. By looking at the fruit, how can you immediately label all of the boxes correctly?
Oh, because you don't know which is the one with the apple, which is the one with the orange, and which is the one with the apples and the oranges.
Well, you know that there's only two choices, right?
Three. Apples, oranges, apples and oranges.
Apples and oranges. So if you reach in and pull out an apple...
It's either a box of apples or the mixed box.
Or the mixed box. So how can you correctly label it if you just pull out an apple?
Yeah, but you can't. It's one of two.
Well, there's no answer.
We went down this rabbit hole, and now you don't even have an answer. You can't do that if you don't have the answer. Well, you know what the answer is to Schrodinger's cat? It's dead and alive, Janice. There's an answer.
And
it's both, Janice.
It's both. And
until
when...
the wave and the particle collapse, and you observe it in the observable universe, and then it takes on a distinctive state.
In which you've killed it.
Are you sure you're not eating that stuff that Jake's, that candy that Jake made?
Okay, hold on. I found the answer. All right.
What do you mean? Really?
I found the answer. Thanks for nothing, Janice.
Well, oh my God, you didn't even pull the answer.
No, I
you
didn't.
Just pulled the
It comes
question.
In two scenarios. Okay, the first one.
Yeah.
You pick a fruit from box one. Uh-huh. If you pick an orange, box one's real label can only be O or A plus O. So it's either oranges or apples.
Sure, oranges and apples. Right.
So if
got
box...
that, and then Janice shit the bed and didn't do the rest of the thing.
So if box one's current label is oranges, since all the labels are incorrect, box one's real label cannot be oranges. So box one's
you didn't
label...
tell me they were labeled.
Yes,
they're
she did.
They're labeled. No, she didn't.
Yeah, but she said they're
she
all
said
labeled.
There's no right label. She didn't say it currently has the label.
No, it's saying they're all labeled, but
why
they're all...
Why do you even... You know what? I would fire you, but then everyone will stop listening again. This is outrageous. Because it's just shit work you're doing here.
It is not... I don't do shit work.
Look at what this is! You pull this segment, then you read half of a thing, and then there's nothing to it. There's no takeaway. None. Zero.
You know what?
None.
Nicole's giving us the takeaway.
The drunk?
Hey, I'm sober today for the most part.
Don't forget, email us your questions with your phone number to JillianPodcast@gmail.com. We want to talk to you.